Letters went out last month to Kingston-based Daily Freeman employees informing them of impending layoffs and other potential changes when the sale goes through. Bernie Lunzer says the letters were from the future owner, 21st Century CMH Acquisitions, a subsidiary of Alden Global Capital LLC, which owns Journal Register. Lunzer is the president of the Newspaper Guild, the media union that represents 60 journalists, advertising staff, and support staff at the Daily Freeman.
Well, honestly, the letters that went out originally to people at the Freeman, and they've used them at other properties, they were really a scare tactic designed to make people fearful and to get them in a mood to want to ratify an agreement.
And he talks about the content of the emailed letters, which he says were also sent to employees at other Journal Register company papers where the Newspaper Guild has members, in Philadelphia and Detroit. So far, says Lunzer, the letter has not translated into any layoffs at the Freeman.
That there will be 15% wage cuts, that there will be layoffs, a number of other things that would happen, when the sale is complete. And then at the same time, they were reaching out to us to negotiate those things away. Now, obviously, on their terms, not so much on ours.
He says officials from 21st Century CMH sat down with union employees at the Daily Freeman, worked out a tentative agreement, and it is that agreement on which members were slated to vote tonight. The future owner was the only bidder in a Chapter 11 bankruptcy auction. Rosemary Armeo is assistant professor of journalism at the State University of New York at Albany. She says the sale could hurt both reporters and the community.
To my mind, we're moving away from local ownership, or even from media company ownership. The newspaper is being bought by a hedge fund sponsor who has gotten into the media business mostly as a way to buy up distressed property, glean from it what they can, make lots of cutbacks, and sell it at a profit. How that bespeaks great journalism or representation for a community, I really can't see it.
Patricia Doxey, a journalist at the Daily Freeman who is a union representative, did not reply to a request for comment. Ira Fussfeld, publisher emeritus of the Daily Freeman and a WAMC board member who was not involved in contract negotiations, referred a request for comment to Jonathan Cooper, a spokesman for Digital First Media, which operates Media News Group and Journal Register Company. Cooper, in an emailed statement, said, quote, Journal Register Company's leadership team cannot speak on behalf of the new owner, but has continually expressed to the purchaser that a competent and competitive workforce is critical to the company's success moving forward. End of quote. The Saratogian and the Record of Troy, both Journal Register Company properties, are not represented by the Washington, D.C.-based Newspaper Guild. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.